Becheres, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vov. Now we're going to talk about the Din Pidyon that we brought out as a Tzad HaShova, the two mitzvahs of Kedushas Becher, of Peterechem by a Chamor, which is Mechayef Pidya of whatever Din is Chal on the Chamor B'lei Dosoi onto a son and giving it to the Kohen. And the same is true also the Pidya of the Ben Hanoilad on the Chomesh Shloim that one gives for Pidyon HaBen. Lemaisa, by Pidyon HaBen, there's only one step in the process, and that is giving the five slime to a Kohen. That's when he's Yotze. Lama Zogon, that a person takes five slime and he puts it into his packet, those are the five slime that he plans on being Poyde B'noi with. And then it gets lost. Of course, he wasn't Yotze the mitzvah. The whole Pidyon is in giving the money to a Kohen. However, by Pidyon Petach Hamor, there's two steps. There's having the Seh, saying designated this seh is a pidyon on the chamor, and then giving over the seh to a kohen. At what point is he yotzi de chayvosoi, and now the chamor is his, and it's chulin, and he can be mishtamish in it? That is the noise over here. Hamafrish pidyon pet chamor vomes. He was mafrish the pet chamor. He was poided onto a seh. Vomes, the seh died. Rav Leza Oimer chayovin bachriusoi. He's chayiv. To be mafish another seh, is chayv d'achrayis of the seh. And the tzushtel is, kichomish sloim shal ben. Like we just said, it's one idea. Until you give it to the kohen, the pidyon is not completed. A person has a certain amount of produce that he set aside for ma'aseh sheni. And the posuk in Parshas Re'eh says what he could do is to take it up to Yerushalayim. He could be poided the kedusha in the produce onto money and take that vitzata kesef and he takes that to Yerushalayim. As soon as he's poided, it's chal that the kedusha goes off of the produce and the grapes, the wheat, whatever it is now chulin. The kedusha lies in the money. The fact that he didn't spend the money, it got lost, he didn't get it to Yerushalayim, it was stolen from him, so what? The pidyon was chal. See, the chacham said the same thing is true. They got the chamor and the seh. When he designates the seh, the kedusha that's in the chamor is chal on the seh, v'zehu zeh. There's another din, he has to give it to a specific kohen. He wasn't yotza that, but that's the pidyon was complete. Hey, do be sure of Reb Tzadik al pidyon petach chamor shemesh she'en kan l'kohen klum. They said edus, that that's taka the halacha like the chachomim, that the kohen doesn't have any tvia. The pidyon was complete. What died now is momen hashevet. The fact that it wasn't given to a specific kohen does not take it out of the realm of the pidyon. Mishnah Firzois with another element of the same machlokes. Meis petach chamor. If the chamor died, we're talking again over here after the pidyon, but before the nesina of the seh to the kohen. Reb Leza Oimer l'shitasoi yikover. The chamor still has the kedusha and it's still also bano. So the middle of the din is you can't use it. Yikover like a chamor that didn't have pidyon. Umuter banose shel tleh. Since the pidya wasn't completed, because according to Reb Leza, the mitzvah is only completed when the seh is given over. So if the chamor died, obviously he doesn't have a mitzvah. So now the seh goes back to his rishus. It's not mom and kohen. On the one hand, the chamor does not need kvura. It's mutal l'shtamish in the dead body of the chamor, because he already was mafkir the kedusha on the chamor onto the tleh. On the other hand, there's a chumrah that he loses the tla, but tla l'koyin, because it was already chal the pidyon. Before the nesina l'koyin, the din, momen ha-koyin, was already chal on the tla. Now he just has to give it to whichever koyin he wants. Now the shaila is, what's interesting, is when to make the berocha of pidyon ha-ben. So the chod should be told in, this is what the poskim can point out, that l'didan, we pass like the chachomim, so the mitzvah of pidyon chamor is b'shas the hafrosha, and the pidyon onto the mois, onto the tle, not b'shas in the sin of tle, l'koyin. Pidyon haben, it's of course when you give over the money, because it's only a one-step process. Mishnah Zayin, l'rotza l'ftoisoi. This is an interesante din that the Teres Mavur, we spoke out b'derech remez, what this represents. The mitzvah of arifas, pidyon petach hamor. He doesn't want to be pidyon, he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So then, orfoy bekoifitz, he has to cut from the back of the neck, not with a sakin, where the koifitz is like a meat chopper. Me'achrov, from the back of the neck, that's the Oirif. We said that's the Oisius of Paroi. The whole Kedusha of Bechor comes, Kaddish Liko Bechor, comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'koivroi, it's also Bahano. Now, why would somebody want to do this? But the Torah put down a mitzvah for what? Somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah. There's another mitzvah. It's very hard to understand exactly. Is this a bitl mitzvah, say? So look at the next words in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs pidiyah kaidemis la mitzvahs arifa. L'chet chila, another person's mechuyiv to be poidin, the petach amor, and not to be oirifit. Shenem avim loisifte va'araftoi. The pasuk says, im loisifte, if not, va'araftoi. Now this is the way the Rambam brings it down. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and also in Hilchos Bechor counts this as two mitzvahs. Say, liftois petach amor. La'arov petach amor im loy nirtzel liftois. It sounds like you could do whichever one. However, there's luchat chilav im loy sifta varafter. It has kedima. If you look at the Ravid in Hilchos Bikurim, the Ravid argues. The Ravid says it's an aveira. He's mafsid mom koin. Now to say that's mamash amayis aveira is hard because the Torah puts it down. Vim loisif the varafti, this is what you should do. But there's a hefsid of an opportunity, befrati being mafsid momenat koin. So it's not an aveir mamish, but it's certainly not a mitzvah. Some of the ravid would not count it as two mitzvahs. It's more of an oinish, how what he's mechuyiv to do if he wants to be mevatel the mitzvah, say. It's hard to understand. The Mishnah now is going to give different dugmois of mitzvahs, where also there's a lechatchila option and there's a bedieved. The whole musik of a bidiyevet is a chiddush in dinei Torah. Bidiyevet l'cher should be a din in the rabbanon. Usually you don't find the bidiyevets in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs yeido, yiud is the process in Parshas Mishpatim where a person buys an omo ivriya. The father sells his daughter la'avoida as a shivcho, as an omo ivriya. Till the age of 12 he could do that. And she goes out with simonim. And there's a mitzvah on the odoin to take her as a wife. That's the way the Torah puts it down. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah for him to marry her. It's called Yud. Yud is like a destination. The destination of her being an Oma is to ultimately be married to the Odoin. And that's why there's nothing denigrating about this mitzvah. Look at the Torah's perception of when a person doesn't have at home a future for a child, he can entrust her to somebody else who'll eventually take her as a wife. That's the darga that the person's mechuyev to take care of somebody else's children. Rav Hirsch speaks to San Pashas Mishpatim. Nobody should think that there's over here the ability of a person to sell his children. The Torah also gives with the yud vim livno yodeno. So the Torah says kemishpat abonis yaslo is to treat her as a regular wife. The chiyuve ishus are here sheik susavainosa. So in that context, the Torah, in the beginning of Mishpatim, puts this down. Vim ra'o be'ene adonel, let's say her behavior is not found fitting be'ene adonel, and he doesn't want to marry her. Asher lo ye'odo, he doesn't want to be miyayed her. Vehefto, and then he'll be poida her. Lam nochelim shalom ocher bevigdevo. So the Mishnah puts down, mitzvahs ye'ido, to marry her, is kodemus la mitzvahs p'dio, which means to be mekabel from the father, d'mei pidyoina, if the father now has the money, to be meshaker her. Shenemar, like we said, asher lo yo'odo v'hefta. So the Torah over here has two options. The odoin is mechuyiv to either marry her or to allow the father to buy back his daughter when his circumstances change. But the mitzvah's yiud is koidim lo mitzvah's pidyo. Mitzvah's yibum koidim lo mitzvah's chalitza. There's two options when somebody dies. And he doesn't have children. His wife is kuka liyibum. She has to have some type of relationship with the brother-in-law. Either to marry him or mitzvahs chalitza. The mitzvahs yibum is kodemes la mitzvahs chalitza, because that's the way the Torah seems to say it. Ki yesh v'achim yachtov, the pasuk in parashas kiseitze, u'mei yisachar mehem u'ven ein loy, lo'si yesh tamei sachutza lishzor, this is what the Torah wants, that lakum lak of shame. Then the pasuk says, Vim lo yachbitzo ish lakach says yivim toy, then there's a mitzvah of chalitza. So it sounds like mitzvah yivim, kodem is a mitzvah chalitza. The Mishnah says over here something which is an extraordinarily important yisod in Yevamos, and it punctuates a Mishnah in Bechayres. And the lomdim in the first parak in Yevamos point this out. The Mishnah adds over here, Barishoino, the way it was, is hayu miskavnin l'shem mitzvah. They would do mitzvahs yibum, they would do it l'shem shemayim. L'hokim, to their brother's shame. V'achshav shame is kavan l'shem mitzvah. At least there's a chshash. People are now as l'shem shemayim. There's a chshash that a brother-in-law is marrying his sister-in-law not fully l'shem shemayim, but he's marrying her for her money, for her looks. Omru mitzvahs chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs yibum. So Mele Chazal put down that mitzvahs chalitza is kodemes l'mitzvahs yibum. This is the Stam Mishnah in Yevomis. Not so pashut. The Gemara explains that this is the Shita of Abba Shol that holds that HaKoinus is Yivimte l'shem noy l'shem ishus or l'shem davar achav for whatever ulterior motives kilu peyge be'erva. The marriage is chal, but he did wrong. So Mele, if mitzvahs yibum has to be performed with a kavonas ha-mitzvah, it's not clear exactly what this is. Is this the regular mitzvah tzrichas kavona? Pashtus not. Heyos yibum is existentially be'etzem marrying Eshazach. Be'etzem it's a system that's a erva she'esh b'chayv krisus. It's only if it's done for the mitzvah, so the pshas, the mitzvah takes over, and it's not naveru. Almost, which is what Tosfos says, the beginning of Yevam is like an aseh dechaloseh. An upgraded type of aseh dechaloseh, say. So if it's not done with the mitzvah in mind, becheftz, it's an averu. So Memela, Abba Shol says, better to be mekayim mitzvah chalitza. Lamai said it's a machloikus, chacham argue. The shal is how we pask it. The Rambam famously in Pirush HaMishnayis, over here in Bechoris, again, to Maram Machmi, you have to remember when you learn Yevomis, says that the machloikis between the Chacham and Abba Shol is a fundamental machloikis. The way we just described it, an Eishes Ach B'mokim Yibum, Be'etzim is an Erva, just the mitzvah takes over, it's like an Aseh Dechalois Aseh. However, the Chacham hold no. B'mokim Yibum, the relationship called Eishes Ach doesn't exist, it's not an Erva. You look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyum, when he lists off Arayis, the name of the erva of a sister-in-law is Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokim Yibum. Says the Rambam's telling you, B'mokim Yibum, it's not an erva. If it's not an erva, then the concern of whether he did the mitzvah Shem Shemayim, he didn't do the mitzvah Shem Shemayim, that's between him and the Rebbein Shem. It has nothing to do with the erva itself. There's certainly no erva. It's not an erva. B'loshna Rambam, according to Abba Shol, the loisasei of Eishesach is nidcha kamei the mitzvah of Yibum, and lefi the chachomim it's hutra because she's not nerva at all. Makes a lot of nafkaminas in how you learn the first 50 blot, a lot of different zugas in the first 50 blot Yibumis. Reb Nochum works a lot in the Sheik Lolis with which dinim makes which cheshbonis in the Gemara go lefi Abba Shol, which go lefi the chacham. Okay, a little bit off topic. Mitzvahs geula ba'odoin. This model is a little bit different, which means if somebody's magdish something, a chayfitz, which is, doesn't have kedusha's carbon, person's magdish a carbon oil, a behemoth that's roy for a carbon oil, shalom, whatever it is, there's no pidyon. The psukim, the end of Pasha B'chukai say. However, by something that he's magdish to bed kabayis, he could be poida. Who koidim l'chol adam? He's koidim to anybody else being poida. Shenevim lo yigol v'nimka be'erkecho. If he's not poida, then it could be sold to anybody else. It sounds that way in the Pasuk. There's also a practical consideration. When the Bailam is poida the Hegdish, the Pasuk says, a Mishnah in Erechim, but it's a Pasuk Mufush, the end of Pasuk B'chukosai, is that the Bailam is moisiv a choymish onto the price. He's poida for a higher price. It's a chelik of his mitzvah. Whereas anybody else who's poida does not have to add a chaymish. So Pashal it's mois hegdish, avadi has kadima. But more than that, it's a mitzvah of toise koidim l'chol adam. It's interesting, we'll see him as the bailim, even though l'chor, once he's magdish, he's not the legal owner. What does it mean he's the owner? He's the owner because historically he's the one who was magdish. That means, let's say, if Reuven sold the house to Shimon, now it's Shimon's house. Does Reuven have more of a yachas to this house than Levi Yehuda or anybody else? Because they're all foreigners. Shimon, the owner, the new owner of the house, could sell to whoever he wants. So why is the din that he has a different relationship with his chavitz, which was formerly his? Because he was magdish, so when he's poida, it's a different type of pedia, and it has a chaymish, but that's the gzeres hakosuf. So mitzvah, memele, he's koidim kol adam. Just to circle back to one detail that was before by mitzvahs yud, with the pedir that we said the mitzvahs yud. Mitzvahs yud is a chelik of the mo'os, that with what is he mekadosher? So it's mavur in the sukkah and kedushin daf yutes, is that in the mo'os of the sale, when the father sold his daughter to the Odoin, lies also, a father could also be Mekabel Kedushin. So we say that the father, or if he wants for his son, was actually Mekadesher with the receipt, with the giving of the money that he gave. The Odoin, by giving money to the father, that blibes the Mois Kedushin. Aviv Vait, he's going to use his chus of having this oman, he's going to be Mekai Mitzvah's Yud, that lies in the sale itself. The Pediyah also, the Mitzvah's Pediyah is that he's mechuyiv to be mevatel the sale. Normally when a person sells something, he's not mechuyiv to sell it back to the person. Somebody sold the house because he fell on hard times. You're mechuyiv to sell it back to him 5 years later, you're living in the house now, you're comfortable. If he wants, he's going to have to stand online like anybody else. He doesn't have a chiyuv. So they're both two mitzvahs, two levels of the mitzvah that lie in the original mois. The best thing for the money to be used for is the mitzvah siyud, where it's turned into the mois kedushin. If not, it's turned into the mois that the odoin is mechuyiv to take back the money of the original sale. That's just the tesefes of two mitzvahs that are in the same thing, the same way the mitzvahs yibum and the mitzvahs chalitza also lie in the same zikas issues between the yovam and the isha, and there's a lechatchila and a b'diavad option.